Welcome to the Beauty Talk podcast, where we feature how the best medical practitioners help their patients to look better, younger, and healthier. Now, enjoy the show, and here's your host.
Daniel Gao here. I'm the host of Beauty Talk, where we feature the top medical practitioners in health and beauty, both inside and out. I have Dr. Guillermo Colon here from Illuminate Health. He's also known as a doctor of universal faces because he works with beauty queens, local celebrities, and models. He recently received an award given by the Puerto Rico Fashion Awards as the best in aesthetic medicine in Puerto Rico. His practice, Illuminate Aesthetics and Health Clinic, is located in Bayamón, and their focus is on giving patients a beautiful experience combined with empathy, professionalism, and kindness. So Dr. Colon, welcome. Glad to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
Yeah, so let's dive right into it. Tell me, how did you get interested in aesthetics?
Well, I always was interested in aesthetics because I think that beauty is like art. And I know that a lot of people use beauty as something superficial, but it's not only that. Mm-hmm. The people have inside issues that with beauty and with aesthetic, we can help them a lot. Increase their self autoesteem. And I think that that's the best part of this. It's not only something that is superficial, we can address that to help people a little bit more.
Okay, got it. So when you first started off in your career, did you think you'd end up in aesthetics, or was it something that you already knew from the beginning you wanted to go into aesthetics?
Well, at the beginning, I started doing family medicine or general practice. I started working in ER with emergencies and stuff. But then it's like an opportunity that you had. I have a partner here in my office that he opened at the beginning of the office, and he told me, like, if you want, we can work together and make this project called Illuminate. So I was pretty interested in that. So I say, why not? Mm-hmm. When we started, we just have a very good reviews from people. The people love the space and stuff, our work, and we make a good thing. So since that is not a long time ago, it's just 1 year and a half, mm-hmm. and we have pretty good acceptance of the public.
Got it. Now, can you discuss some of the most popular treatments that your patients come to you for? And also, why do you think that they're so popular?
Well, in the office, in my case, the most popular procedure that we do is dreads. Mm-hmm. Also, fillers in terms of lips, jawlines. And I'm considered an expert in rhinoplasty, the liquid rhinoplasty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of jobs in that, and the people love it because it's the center of the face. Mm-hmm. And when you change that, you can change the whole face and make this kind of harmonization, and you don't expose the patient to a more invasive procedure, and the people love it. The other most common procedure are lips. The people love lips. But I think that when you do lips, you need to be a little bit conservative in my case, because I want a natural look. I don't want anything that is exaggerated. So that's the way that I work with.
Got it. Now, when it comes to any new or emerging treatments, is there anything out there that you're particularly excited about that's coming out on the market?
Yeah, I love Sculpra. I think that Sculpra is a good innovation. Is a good opportunity to combine our techniques or our products that we have at office with Sculpra, so you can get a pretty nice results in patients, and is a result that can long for more time than the procedures that we do already. So I think that is a good thing right now. And I want to start on that. We are taking trainings and stuff. Mm-hmm. Just to start in Sculpra, but I love it already.
Got it. Now, I want to talk next to Dr. Colon about what really differentiates your practice from others in the industry. I know one thing that in your introduction, you work with a lot of beauty queens and models. So there's got to be something that really sets you apart. What do you think it is that they want to come to see you and have you work on them?
Well, I think that the thing that makes me unique is the passion that I put in my work. I want that natural result, that empathy, that respect that I show to my patients. In the case of beauty queens, of course, if you have a queen that already won in your country, like my case, that we have Carla Gilfu, that is a representative of Puerto Rico in the Miss Universe. She won in Puerto Rico. So all the girls that saw that think that I can help them to get the same result. And the thing is that everyone is different, but the thing that made me unique or stand out is that, is the passion and that I don't know how to say it. That's that evaluation that is so important, and how we can improve that phase, not only to be beautiful at the mall or be beautiful at your house, to be beautiful in a platform as big as Miss Universe. Mm-hmm. So that's the difficult part, because the girl that sit in my office at the first sign is a beauty already. Mm-hmm. So you need to work to make her look more beauty than that, and that's the hard part.
I see. Okay, now I'm curious, how did you end up working with a lot of beauty queens and models, because that's not very common for a lot of other medical practices? So how did you end up getting to work with beauty queens and models and these types of people?
Well, I love Miss Universe since I was a kid, and all my family, this is a big celebration, my dad, my mom, my sisters. So we make a party every single year at Miss Universe just to see the show. So we know a lot or learn a lot about that. So when I grow up studying stuff, I have my own business that I was doing before medicine, just to make money to pay my boards and stuff. Mm-hmm. That is called La Cities. La Cities is a business of bow ties for events. So I started seeing artists and people from celebrities from Puerto Rico just to make, relations, like promotions and stuff for the bow ties. And I start knowing them. Mm. When I open Illuminate, I already have their contact. So we started making then business and stuff with Illuminate, and we started doing projects and stuff, and the boys spread. And I don't know, it's just a process. I don't know how exactly it started, but I know that right now I am the one that is working more with beauty queens. And also, of course, I can evade that I'm vice president of one of the pageants of Puerto Rico that is called Nuestra Belleza Puerto Rico. So we have organizations, so we have three queens that we select to represent us internationally. So that spread a lot more the word about that I'm working with beauty queens. And how I told you, it's so different, the aesthetics in beauty queens from a normal patient, because they want it's more detail. It's more detail to obtain that result that they wanted, or what is needed internationally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Well, it sounds like it's been quite a journey that's gotten you to this point then. Now, Dr. Colon, how do you approach educating your patients about the treatments and the services that you offer and the benefits?
I have a very prepared team in my office, so everyone here know about the products, about the side effects, about what product is used for, the duration, and all the stuff. So since the patient entered the office, they get informed about that. When I have the patient in the procedure area for evaluation and stuff, I describe every single product that I will be using. Mm-hmm. Or what is my impression, what they need. Right now, in these times, the people know a lot about the product because of the internet. So they read before the appointment. So you need to be prepared to clarify all doubts and make the patient feel comfortable and secure, and they are and that they are visiting a really prepared doctor that knows what he's doing and have all their credentials. So that's what I do. I have everything visible to them. I show the product. I tell them the side effects, the possible complications, what are their expectations, because I want to make sure that what I do satisfy what they need or what they want, or of course, what they are paying for.
Okay, got it. Now, I'm sure you get some patients that come in and in their mindset, they're like, oh, I want this, but in reality, they actually need something else. So how would you talk to a patient that's in a situation like that, where they kind of have their mindset, I want this one, but it's actually not the best fit for them.
Yeah, that does happen to me every single day. The patients saw things on the internet, they come to your office asking for that, or they have already a plan of how they're gonna work with their face. And I just clarify that probably that's not the thing that they needed. That happened to me with fillers a lot. In this area of the nasolabial folds, the people think that you put filler over there and that's it. And that's not the real manner to manage that. So for example, in my case, I prefer to address the root of the problem. If you have something that is folding in your face, I need to leave that. And for me, I prefer to start with threads, fill the area that have that necessity. And then if we have something to correct, then we add filler that is most cost effective to patients too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Now, when it comes to the treatments that you provide, I think a lot of people understand this, but I'd like you to explain kind of in your own words, how does a medical spa treatment differ from your traditional cosmetic surgery?
Well, our less invasive, of course, when you will do aesthetics, it's a result that you're gonna see the same day. If you have inflammation, the inflammation doesn't deform. In the case of surgery, of course, you need a recovery time, sometimes can be months. In the case, for example, if I can select an example, the rhinoplasty, when you have surgery, you need months to recover and to reduce the size of the nose to look beautiful. In the case of a liquid rhinoplasty, you can do it in less than 20 minutes. And of course, you can have an inflammation, but it's not deformed. Yeah. So you can say that there's only 1 week and you will have the results that you wanted. So of course, you need to address what the people need, because some people, if you are over 65, 70s, 80s, you are more prone to work with surgery, because the surgery correct for more extreme cases or cases that need more things to do. In the case of aesthetic, it's more preventive. You, of course, can have a better look, but you need also more product to obtain that result. That's very important.
Got it. Now, we're talking just a moment ago, Dr. Colon, about patients coming in and maybe having an idea in their head of what they want and whether it's right or not. But what are some common misconceptions that you happen to see out in the marketplace about the treatments that you provide? So people coming in, maybe they have this certain idea, but it's not the right idea. So what are some common misconceptions you see with patients?
Well, in my office at least, are the lips. All the people think that the lips are painful. In my office, I inject or I blood in 4 points just to make the procedure more comfortable for patients and to get a better result, because I can manipulate as I want to get the result. So in a lot of places, use only the anesthesia topically, and that's good, but a lot of patients doesn't have the numbness necessary to tolerate the procedure. So for that reason, I prefer to inject. And a lot of people came to the office saying like, oh, the lips are very painful, or also that they're gonna look like something or someone, because the people love to make comparisons between people. So, and I need to explain that I love the natural results. I love the term that if you notice the change, it was the run, because you need to know that the people did something, but not exactly what they did. And that's the natural aspect that you want. I don't want something that is so evident in my patients. That's my way of work, of course. Everyone have their own manner to do this.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to see out there in the marketplace, people are looking for kind of more natural look. It's not so much the overblown look anymore like it was before. Is that something that you're also seeing happening in the marketplace? People wanting more natural looking results?
Yeah, but for example, I have another example of that is the under eye area, for example. The under eye area is an area that people have a pronunciation of that because of aging, lots of fat, lot of muscle, they are losing weight, that is part of this. But when you correct it, some people forgot immediately after the procedure how they was looking. Mm-hmm. So you need to clarify that. And of course, social media right now is selling us an expectations that are not real. So we need to work with that every single day with the patients at the office to just tell them that this is not real. This probably is addition, and we need to figure it out that every single day. So it, I think that is the more hard part, because people came to the office with pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
Like I want to look like this, and I'm like, okay, I will try, but remember that your age, your skincare, your exposure to sun, a lot of things need to be evaluated before that expectation that you want it.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Now, my next question for you, Dr. Colon, is when people come in, your patients come in, how are you able to balance providing a relaxing experience for them, but also at the same time ensuring their safety and well-being during the treatment?
Well, in my office, everything is white, practically mm-hmm. everything is white, and we make that on purpose mm-hmm. because we study what colors make the people feel anxious and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we don't have any shiny color, any fluorescent colors, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a card music, we have a pretty nice space, everything is clean. And of course, I think that the most important part is that the patients feel secure and that the place that they are going is a place where the people know what they are doing, that the staff is prepared, that the staff is clean, that the staff is respectful. That's the most important thing, that customer service that the patient wants and is paying for. So that's the way that I did. I, for example, my nurse evaluate patients, talk with them, they tell their necessities, they tell what they wanted, then they pass to the procedure room. Then I enter with my coffee, I just sit and spend time with the patient. I hear the patient. So I'm not fast in this process, I'm not hurry the patient. I just listen everything what they need to say. And then I ask, what worry about your face? Mm-hmm. Why are you feeling uncomfortable? And from that point, I start to give my recommendations and just teach the patient how this can be addressed. And if they are convinced or they understand what I am saying, then we start with the procedure. So it's a process that I think that the patient needs to be ready for. Mm-hmm. And if not, that will cause you problems. So I think that it's very important, that confidence, that security that you give the patient.
Got it. Okay. Now, I want to switch tracks here a little bit, Dr. Colon, and I want to get your thoughts on this, because when people think about medicine, then they always think about there's this specific steps, like there's a specific protocol you have to follow with anything medical. But what role do you feel creativity plays in how you provide treatments to your patients?
Well, in terms of proactivity, you can apply whatever you learn in courses, in classes, in certifications and stuff, just the beginning of a process, because you need to individualize every learning that you get. In my case, I use a lot of the social media, mm-hmm. a lot of social media on my personal page, of course. Why? Because the patient in that page, they feel that they know me or mm-hmm. that they are more close to me. They not only see what I did professionally, but also they see what I'm doing with my family, with my friends and stuff. And they feel more comfortable to visit my office. Mm-hmm. Then when they come, we start to individualize each treatment. I don't have a receipt for my patients. So every patient is different. And of course, if I need to change a technique and the result will be better for my patients, I will do it, because I want the result to be optimal for my patients.
Got it. Now, Dr. Colon, I'm sure that you've had some particularly challenging cases that you've worked on in the past. So could you tell me maybe a situation where you ran into a tough situation, but in the end, you were able to get a great result for your patients? I guess one of your best success stories, if you can share one of those.
Wow, of course I have one, and was a rhinoplasty case. Mm-hmm. I have this girl under 25. Mm-hmm. She visited my office because when she was 14 years old, she will undergo surgery for her nose with an ENT, and she developed necrosis of her nose. Mm. So she lost a lot of tissue in the nose, and she was pretty clear about doing surgery again because she had a bad experience.
Yeah.
So she suffered from a lot of bullying. Her attitude was very low. She was so depressed. Well, when she visited me, I remember that day, she came to the office and all the staff, including my partner, just told me, we have a girl in the back. These are the pictures. So you think that you can help her? And I was like, okay, let me talk with her. I analyzed the case because what's very, very that case, the nose of the patients.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw her, she had this kind of lumps in the face, like three of them. And when you saw her from the side, what you notice is a deficiency in the tissue. So you need to add filler over there. But the thing is that the liquid rhinoplasty is a procedure that I don't love, or I don't like to add a lot of volume because it's pretty risky. You have a lot of vasculature over there. So that's the risky or difficult part.
Mm-hmm.
So I just offer her the opportunity to work the case. Don't ask me how, but from only one syringe, we get that result fantastic. And when that girl saw in the mirror, the face of her was amazing. That expression is like my pay was that reaction. She was so young. She is so young, and see that she has the nose that she was having before that accident or before that necrosis. That's for me gratifying.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I evaluate her after that, of course. And at the revelation, I remember that I didn't need to add anymore. She was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important part that I remember was that she was in the revelation with makeup, with other kind of feeding and stuff. So she was looking fantastic. So the self-confidence was there again. And for me, that's so special. So that is one of my most difficult cases that I can say that I transformed the life of that girl.
Mm, that's fantastic. And I think that's one thing that a lot of people don't really realize when it comes to the aesthetics industry, is a lot of people just think it's about vanity, just about looking beautiful, but they don't think about really how does it make people feel, especially in a situation like the one you just described. I mean, this completely turned this girl's life around. I mean, just all the negative feelings and emotions she had from that situation, and now she can go about living a normal life. So I think a lot of people kind of forget about that side of aesthetics. So I think it's fantastic you brought that up as one of your best success stories. Now, I'm curious, where do you think the future of aesthetics is going?
I think that the future of aesthetics is going well. We are actually introducing the peptides in all the aesthetic things and all the products. I think that every time that we have a meeting or something just to see a new product is something innovating and something that is fantastic. But I noticing that the focus is more preventive.
Mm-hmm.
It's more this kind of, I want the results to last a little bit more. That's the thing. It's not only something for one day or a few months. Are more anti-aging things that the people can use in terms of prevention. But of course, it's not for all people. The people need to understand that. And we can start with the same treatment, the same products in two different people the same day. But I can control what that people did before they come to my office. See, if you was too exposed to sun, if you don't have a good skin routine, if you don't drink a lot of water. So the people need to understand that. We can have all the technology, we can have all the things that are new, but you need to understand that the results are not gonna be the same in every single patient. So we need, for that reason, individualize the therapy.
Got it. Okay, now, Dr. Klon, I have one last question for you, but before I ask you, I want to point people to your website at www.illuminatehealthpr.com. Now, last question is, what is the most important piece of advice you can give to someone who's thinking about getting some type of aesthetic procedure done, but isn't sure which provider to choose?
Well, I think that if you want to change in your life, don't let anyone to decide by for you. It is something that you need to feel by yourself and you need to do by yourself. If you feel uncomfortable and this is affecting your life, this is affecting your status or emotions, do it because you have all the tools necessary to do that. The most important part is to select someone that is a real professional, that have all their certifications, that have trained well. And of course, the way to know that is see the results of that professional. For that reason, you have, for example, in my case, I have my website, I have my social media, so that people can see all the results that I have with my patients. And that's the best way to know if the doctor is good or not, or if the results satisfy your necessities.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, well, there you have it, Dr. Cologne sharing his expertise. Now, Dr. Cologne, where can people contact you in your practice?
Of course, you already saw the website, but I work a lot in the social media. So my social media is drdr.cguillermocolon, GUILLERMOCOLON, or the Instagram of my office that is illuminate.pr. So those are my two links for my social media, and I'm very active on that. And you can see all my procedures, all the information that I give patients, because I think that education is everything. So you need to educate your patients and they're going to feel more comfortable, more secured, and more prone to visit your office because they know that the professional know what they are doing.
Got it. Great. Well, thanks for being on the show and sharing your message.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Beauty Talk podcast. Any questions, please contact the practice directly with the contact information provided during the show. We'll see you again next time. Bye for now.